There are concerns that the disabled in our communities might fall through the cracks during the lockdown period. In a spin-off article, the challenges have been outlined for people who already have struggles on a daily basis to access everything they need because of a disability. It also points out that the restrictions on public transport to enter and alight at the rear door of buses has meant that people can no longer independently move around cities or go shopping. There's also been concerns that getting essentials from supermarkets has been nearly impossible, as the panic buying meant once there a person with a disability was faced with empty shelves. So how much more difficult is it to have a disability in this alert level 4 lockdown period? Chris Orr is with Blind and Low Vision New Zealand. He's with us now. Kia ora, Chris.
Yeah, kia ora, Wallace. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. What has been the biggest impact on life, just for you personally, during this period?
I'm not so bad in that. I live in my bubble here at home with my wife and daughter, so we're pretty self-sufficient, so it doesn't affect me a terrible amount. Working from home's okay. I can continue to do my job. But it's not me that's really affecting. Generally, across the board, there's a lot of issues from shopping through to access to information. And just the point you touched on at the beginning of your piece there about public transport in Auckland here, the rules are that people with impairments can still travel on the buses. They can still get in the front door. That's one of the exceptions. So they're still able to, if you need to move around the city. The big ones, though, are access to information. I noted yesterday in listening to the update that they mentioned, and rightly so, that the fact that there were interpreters, sign language interpreters, giving information to deaf. That's wonderful. But they then say, for more information, go to COVID-19 at blah, blah, blah. Now, that assumes that the website's accessible. It may not be. And generally, some of them are, some of them aren't. Then if you have any other sort of issues, having something in easy read is difficult as well. But day-to-day, one of the big things is shopping.
Right,
yes. Those that need to rely on other people may be just when you get to the supermarket, sometimes you have to get assistance there. Now, with the social distancing, you often can't use that. So that can disbar people from accessing it. Online shopping, which people point out to it, the website just can't handle it. And so that people who are used to online shopping are finding it really difficult to find a space. So life in general is much more difficult than what it was before, let alone for those that have people that come to their homes to assist them with day-to-day chores, even having a shower, making the bed, preparing an easy meal or something like that. That's very, very difficult because you've got to look at the safety for the support worker, safety for the person living in their home. So life can be, for some, a challenge. Today, it's a bigger challenge, not insurmountable.
Yeah.
So those are the issues that a lot of people are facing. There's a lot more, I'm sure, but day to day, just going to the shops. And just think about this. They say, or make an appointment at your health centre, you pop down and we'll come and see you in your car. What happens if you don't have a car?
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, it's interesting. So as a person with a disability, you know how stressful it can be during normal times.
Yes.
In terms of, ratcheting up the anxiety or just the unknown.
Yep.
I mean, this is for everyone, it may well be especially so for some who have an impairment or a disability.
That's right. And you just think of somebody living in a steep hill, right?
Yep.
And when they go for a walk, sometimes they might have somebody with them to, say, if they're a wheelchair user and can't perambulate on their own, they can't do that anymore because people can't be near them. So you're housebound more than what you would be normally. So there's all those issues. And I think that it's going to escalate as the stress levels grow, the anxiety grows, the uncertainty grows. It's only going to be worse over the next 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Well, we'll keep in touch with you, Chris, on the panel here. Chris Orr, Blind and Low Vision NZ, thank you very much for your time their thoughts, Michelle. Not necessarily easy at the best of times, but it is really this great unknown, eh, when you have things like the front doors of buses not working or the social distancing angle. It's hard enough for anybody else to come to terms with, but when you when you need to navigate that when you have a disability, it's a big deal.
For sure. I'm this sounds ridiculous because I have a hearing impairment and I lip read, and I have done since I was 11.
All right.
And I notice now that when I go to the supermarket and all the supermarket workers are wearing face masks, I can't read what they're saying.
Right.
So my impairment is very minor, and it has made what is already a kind of uncomfortable experience of going to the supermarket worse. So I understand, multiply that many, many times for so many other people. I've been banging on for the last 10 days to people that if you are able-bodied and fit and healthy, and you're a two-parent family, or if you can get to a supermarket and achieve social distancing, please don't shop online. Leave those spots for people who find it much harder to navigate our world than we do.
Well said.
Our daughter is the designated shopper here, and she's begun doing it for our elderly neighbours on both sides and her grandparents. And
fantastic.
It's the kind of thing that you want to see happening as much as possible. I just wonder if there might be blind spots in a neighborhood, in a street, and if you are in that position of being able-bodied and able to help, it might be worth checking if you're aware of somebody who might have a disability, to see if they're taken care of. You know, a lot of it's probably covered already, but you never know. There could be blind spots, and that might help.